Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze watch begins at 1 a.m. Thursday morning. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon. High of 83 today, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 41 tonight, slight chance of rain showers. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for showers 55. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 62.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Topeka woman found guilty in a 2022 fatal crash has been denied a new trial. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Amber Peary was convicted for a crash that killed three Girl Scouts and injured two others in October of 2022. Peary's motion asked the judge to acquit her or grant her a new trial. The judge's ruling concluded that any reasonable person would not have performed the U-turn which caused the crash, which was illegal, particularly with young passengers in the car, and that she was the only one to blame for the accident. Sentencing in her case is scheduled for November 22nd. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced the second round of funding for the Drug Endangered Children Kansas DEC program. Counting 2023, 29 DEC grantees across the state are receiving a total of $3 million. Drug endangered children are those who are at risk of suffering physical, mental, or emotional harm as a result of substance misuse by a parent or caregiver. There are 166,000 in Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A new survey finds half of Kansans asked are very to moderately concerned that the state is running out of water due to the ongoing drought, and the survey then asked how they felt about conservation. The annual Kansas Speak survey from the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University undergoes some changes yearly, and researchers added some questions this year to measure what people think about saving water. They expected more people to be opposed to conservation than they saw, with nearly 37% of those surveyed saying they feel their local government is not doing enough for water conservation, while less than 3% say local government is doing too much. A third of respondents said that state and local governments should pass new laws on water conservation, while a third said that it wasn't necessary. According to one researcher, the results are the opposite of what she expected because a small government is generally preferred in Kansas. Dr. Alex Middlewood, the Department Chair of Political Science at Wichita State University, said with the wildfires recently, the water restrictions, the drought that we've been in, it's all really highlighted the issue for so many Kansans, and they now can see in their survey that this is an issue that they do care about and want stronger action for. Just over 52% of respondents said farmers will need to change their practices because of declining water levels, down from 62% last year. The researchers don't have an explanation for the drop in that answer. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, announced a total of $1 million in awards to 6 recipients to address asthma, radon, and other indoor air health risks, including $175,000 to Kansas State University. These cooperative agreements will advance national policy and systems level change to reduce indoor air risks and yield measurable environmental and public health benefits. EPA Region 7 Administrator Meg McCollister said that with this funding, Kansas State University will continue their important work operating a national radon hotline and a website where affordable radon test kits can be purchased. She said radon can't be seen or smelled, so it's essential that people test their homes for this leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, especially considering that many homes in our region have a high potential for elevated radon levels. Kansas State University will work to reduce lung cancer deaths by supporting radon testing and mitigation, and this includes operating the national hotline and website, conducting performance assessments of common consumer-grade digital radon monitors, selling radon test kits, and working to increase the number of credentialed radon professionals. Organizations that were awarded $175,000 each for the first year of the three-year cooperative agreements include, among others, the American Lung Association, Public Health Institute, and the National Center for Healthy Housing. To learn more about radon, asthma, and indoor air quality, you can visit epa.gov/radon. Phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, that cost to stay connected is out of reach for many. So the Kansas Corporation Commission reminds Kansans that Lifeline provides federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential or wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan. Subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts, and currently nearly 8 million Americans, including 23,000 in Kansas, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income. You must be at or below 135% of the federal poverty level or participation in certain assistance programs. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Medicaid Supplemental Security Income, Federal Public Housing Assistance, Veterans Pension and Survivors Pension Benefit, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, Tribally Administered Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Head Start tribal programs that are income-based, or the food distribution program on tribal lands. More information on income eligibility, participating providers, and the enrollment process is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, 36-year-old Isidro Alvarado of Sidney, Nebraska, was sentenced on October 28th in federal court in Lincoln, Nebraska, for one count of conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl, and one count of a felon in possession of a firearm. Senior United States District Judge John M. Girard sentenced Alvarado to 240 months imprisonment on the drug charge and 120 months on the gun charge, and the sentences are to run concurrently. There's no parole in the federal system, so after Alvarado is released from prison, he'll begin a five-year term of supervised release. From July 2021 to July 2022, Alvarado and others worked together to sell methamphetamine and fentanyl in and around Kearney, Nebraska. And in November 2021, Alvarado sold methamphetamine and a shotgun to a confidential informant. The investigation into Alvarado and his co-defendant revealed he was dealing methamphetamine and fentanyl around the Kearney area and sending money from drug proceeds back to Mexico. Alvarado also had a prior felony conviction for drugs, making him ineligible to possess a firearm. Alvarado's co-defendant, Samantha Miller, was sentenced to 60 months imprisonment in February 2024. A Lincoln woman pled not guilty Thursday to selling a stolen vehicle. 27-year-old Megan Love waived her preliminary hearing in Lancaster County Court, and Judge Timothy Phillips sent the case to District Court. Love has been charged with theft by receiving stolen property and theft by deception, as court documents show that in March, she knowingly sold a man a stolen Ford Escape under the false pretenses that the vehicle sale was legal. On May 17th, officers spotted the SUV at the U-stop at 13th and South Streets, and it had been reported stolen in Greenwood in October 2023. Love is scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County District Court on November 20th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas State University and the Kansas Health Foundation, or KHF, are joining forces in a new partnership and funding opportunity aimed at ending hunger at the community level across Kansas. The collaboration, unveiled on Wednesday during K-State's inaugural Extension and Engagement Week, will leverage the extensive resources and staff of K-State Research and Extension, which operates in all 105 Kansas counties. The partnership's focus on combating hunger dovetails with the Kansas Health Foundation's Hunger Free Kansas Initiative, which launched earlier this year in response to alarming statistics from Feeding America that indicate 1 in 10 Kansans and 1 in 5 Kansas children face food insecurity. A key element of the partnership will involve collaborative efforts to ignite innovative and experimental projects at the local level, guided by K-State Research and Extension agents. And to support these initiatives, the Kansas Health Foundation is providing $300,000 in funding, primarily directed to local Extension offices through mini-grants. And local Extension agents will be invited to apply for the mini-grants through a streamlined process managed by K-State Research and Extension, with the aim of distributing the funds in early 2025. Kansas State University Extension specialists, agricultural agents, and local conservation district representatives will host a field day focused on controlling woody encroachment and other brush management techniques. This free event, beginning at 10:30 a.m. on November 6th, will offer expert advice to the public about how to use chemical and mechanical treatments to combat the spread of invasive trees and brush, and it will be hosted at the Robin Coles Ranch with a free lunch to be provided to participants. Organizers say managing the spread of trees on grassland is essential. Stacy Minson, K-State Research and Extension Watershed Specialist, said they know that Kansas is losing a lot of acres of grassland and pasture to the spread of trees and other brush, and the economic loss for landowners and producers means that learning these key land management strategies will be really beneficial now and into the future. The program will include other topics as well, including the use of alternative watering systems for livestock, winter cow nutrition, and other water quality concerns. Minson said this is especially relevant as the day's discussion will help the public learn more about how to improve water quality in Kannapolis Reservoir, which is the oldest reservoir in the state of Kansas. The field day is sponsored by Big Creek Middle Smoky Hill River Watersheds, Midway Extension District, Ellsworth County Conservation District, and Natural Resource Conservation Service in Ellsworth. And speakers from K-State will include experts on soil science, cropping systems, and watershed management. Anyone interested in attending are asked to register online or to call 785-472-3161, extension 3. Governor Kelly recently announced that nearly $31.5 million will be awarded for 31 projects in communities across Kansas to create safer, more walkable, and bike-friendly routes through the Transportation Alternatives, or TA, program. The competitive grant program, administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation and provided by the Federal Highway Administration, is currently the primary source of the Kansas Department of Transportation funding for bicycle and pedestrian projects statewide, including safe routes to school. The program also funds transportation projects of a historical nature and scenic and environmental projects, including Main Street beautification projects. Since 2019, under the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, also known as EIC, the Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded more than $95 million for 122 TA projects, benefiting both urban and rural communities. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said this year's announcement marks the largest grant funding the state has awarded since the launch of the federal program. 63-year-old Bradley Brad Neil McMullen went to be with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on Wednesday, October 23rd in Omaha, Nebraska. The funeral service will be held today, Tuesday, October 29th at 11 a.m. at the Norton Christian Church, with lunch to follow. And at 12:30 p.m., family and attendees will begin the procession to Edison Cemetery in Edison, Nebraska, where burial will be at 1 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations to be made to the Northwest Kansas Men's Encounter through the Norton Christian Church, 208 North Kansas Avenue in Norton. Gary Funeral Home of Beaver City, Nebraska is in charge of the arrangements, and condolences and personal reflections may be left at GaryFuneralHome.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be soft shell taco, salad, chips, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 83 and windy, with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour today. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then a chance of showers after 4 a.m. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 41 and breezy, with a south wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, which should become northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight. The winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour tonight, with a chance of precipitation of 30%. On Wednesday, there's a 10% chance of showers before 7 a.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 55. And on Wednesday night, there's a 30% chance of showers before 1 a.m., should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Friday, sunny with a high near 67 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 68. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 65. And on Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with fair skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.60. The dew point is 37 degrees. And the current wind chill is 41 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Now it's time for your Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs won 27-20 over the Raiders on Sunday, and Monday they made another trade. They've acquired pass rusher Josh Uche from the Patriots in exchange for a 2026 sixth-round pick. Per NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Uche was a healthy scratch in Sunday's win over the Jets, indicating he was likely to be moved. The second-round pick in 2020 has been a rotational edge rusher throughout his four-plus seasons in New England. He's just started just four career games. An 11.5 sack breakout season in 2020 didn't last, though he netted just three QB takedowns in 2023. But has 2-7 games this season. He had a chance to sign elsewhere in March, but returned to New England on a one-year deal. The Chiefs obviously in need of help, as Mike Dana has been battling injuries. That adds another rotational piece to the mix with George Karloftis and Felix Ndike Uzama. In a corresponding move, the team placed tight end Jody Fortson, who suffered a knee injury yesterday, on the IR. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.